Welcome back. You are listening to Hotter Than Health, a podcast where we focus on mastering our own personal wellness, whatever that means to you. But along the way, I want to give you as much information, application, and detail as possible to make all of this journey in health, nutrition, wellness, lifestyle easier and more relatable to you. I noticed that as I was recording the episode that I'm putting out alongside this episode, I recognized that I didn't quite address how it had been nearly 6 weeks without an episode. And when it comes to a platform such as this, which is, again, not my full livelihood, not my full-time career, but something that's very important to me, I was finding myself between this space of, I don't want to take myself too seriously, but I do not want to give up on the podcast. But truth be told, for the past couple of months, it had seemed internally as though I had lost motivation. And it felt more like I was forcing the episodes. The content was coming out. There was clarity in some parts, but it felt forced. And I knew that if I kept going in that way, I would almost become resentful and frustrated with the product that I was putting out. That's not what I wanted. And I think it's important to put this out there that when it comes to fitness, nutrition, goals that you have, staying consistent, your career, your relationships, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with faith, your relationship with food, whatever it is, there can be chapters in your life where you don't give up, but you reframe. And in order for me to do that for the podcast, I had to step away for 6 weeks. And I didn't say in the beginning, oh, I'm going to give it 6 weeks. I genuinely thought I was going to miss a week or two and just go on this trip, have a great time, do my thing. It really ended up being about 6 weeks at the 5 week mark where I said, I missed it. But I knew that if I went back to the podcast, then it had to be slightly different. And I had to do something that was, one, more sustainable for me and my lifestyle, because work is getting busy, travel is getting busy, and I don't want to take away from the priorities that are more important in life than a podcast. Let's just be honest. Podcasts are important. This is a huge joy and passion in my life, but my relationships are more important. Travel, food, working out, my financial and my career. I'm in my dream career. And that's more important than the podcast. But if I want to do both, I know that I can, and I had to restructure. And I was talking to Jason about this yesterday, and really what it boils down to is I knew that over the past 6 weeks, I had not been feeling inspired, and I was searching for that inspiration. I was waiting for it, and I tried, and I just didn't push it. I didn't push the inspiration. I didn't try and make it something it wasn't, but I always knew I wasn't going to give up. And I just had to reframe. It's important that we know that in life, we don't have to necessarily take we don't have to take ourselves so seriously that if at any point we need to take a step back, or if we need to reevaluate or reframe something in order to keep consistent, then we can do that. If you're someone who's always been used to lifting in a gym, super consistent, going to your HIIT classes, going to work out for an hour a day, 3 or 4 times a week, that's great. But if there comes a season in your life where you realize, okay, I can only squeeze in 20-minute workouts, I can only squeeze in walks, I can only squeeze in what I can squeeze in when I can, it doesn't mean that you can never go back to the weight training. It doesn't mean that you can't it doesn't mean that you can't still accomplish your goals. But sometimes we need to reevaluate instead of just throwing in the towel and saying, oh, that's just not me anymore. I mean, we can evolve, we can shift. What it boils down to also is knowing that we do not have to be completely all or nothing. And sometimes that all or nothing mentality can really, really blow our consistency. I still consider myself consistent with the podcast, even though I did take 6 weeks off. I know that that sounds crazy. Y'all might be like, well, that's literally the opposite of consistency. It was still in my mind. I was still planning things out, still reaching out to guests. It was still an active part of my routine, but I wasn't putting out a physical product. And in my own eyes and in my own way to move forward, it was what I had to do to reshape the vision of the podcast. And I know that this is getting long-winded, and so I want to wrap it up by saying I knew that I was never going to leave the podcast, but I knew something had to be different. I had to get a different bit of inspiration, a shift in mindset, and I didn't want to put out the exact same product that I had been before. You're still going to get value, but it's going to be on a 3 detailed episode per month basis with some little bonuses each Monday that you will be seeing moving forward. And if you're still here and you're still listening, that's awesome. And I'm so grateful. Couldn't be happier. I think that anyone who's new to this podcast, you will be very pleased with the amount of information that we come out with. And we're going to start scheduling some new guests coming soon. Overall, we're looking at quality over quantity. And we're not just going to push out episodes that just to say that we got a number out. I hope you all enjoy this week's episode. Thank you for listening to this brief little mini breakdown of the past 6 weeks, but we're feeling good. We're back in it. We're in the game, and enjoy this version of Hotter Than Health.